Good morning. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Lindsay Arms, owner of Pretty Close Shop, a consignment capsule in this morning. Hi, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. So can you tell me, first of all, let's just like lead with the big thing.
Yeah.
So you are opening, you're currently located in Crossville.
Yes.
And you're opening location number 2.
Yes.
Here in Cookeville.
Yes. Yep. Just right on the square in the old building that has Ronald Reagan on it.
The Ronald Reagan building,
yep,
as everybody
yep,
knows
right,
that is.
Right there.
It's, and you kind of have some news about that, too, is that they're looking at redoing.
Yes. It's my understanding that the owners of the building have reached out to the community asking if they can update the painting. So as far as I know, they're going to update it. I love it.
That's really exciting. Yeah. It's such a cute building. It's such an iconic building of Cookeville. It's I think it's almost along the lines of the Cream City sign. Like, it's iconic for this area.
I totally agree. I've had my eye on that building since I was in college here. And we would go to the Fall Fun Festival and I would see that building and it was just majestic.
Yeah.
And then I would go to Allie's her store there, and I would shop in her boutique. And
well, what was it? Was it an empty building before the last it was the boutique that was in there. Was it empty before that?
I couldn't say for sure. Yeah. I just remember it being green.
Yeah.
And it was so unique.
Yeah.
And it was a standalone right there.
And it's not a huge, huge, huge building. So it's kind of perfect for what you're doing.
For what I'm doing. Yes. Yes. It's about 900 square feet. So it's perfect.
Yeah. So tell me what Pretty Close Shop is and what you're more than just a boutique.
Right.
More than just a women's clothing shop.
Right, right. Well, it is a consignment shop. Mm-hmm. It's not a donation center. Women are making money for the clothes that they bring in. And it's kind of crazy because I was researching when I was about to go and speak at an organization in Crossville about women, because I knew as a teacher, I have seen what moms do, what grandmas do, what the aunts do, the older sisters. They're so giving. Mm-hmm. And they're having to give to their kids. And like, I knew immediately I wanted to open a shop that was adorable and affordable for every woman. But as I started to research, the working woman only spends 10% of her income on herself. Mm. And I was thinking, yeah, okay, this is definitely what I want to do. Let's give her the most bang for her buck and mm-hmm. get her some pretty clothes. So we are a consignment shop where women are making money, but it's turned into clothes and conversation. Mm-hmm. We now have a huge couch and women will just come in and sit and chat and want to talk about their day and try on clothes, and I'll help them. And just in a sense, it's almost like rebuilding.
So when did you open in Crossville?
May 30th. I had to wait for the school year to end because I was a teacher for 17 years.
Former high school, middle school?
No, fifth grade,
middle school teacher.
Yeah.
And so you did that for a long time.
17 years. And then in April of last year, I started intaking clothes and got my business license, which was a whole, what in the world? You know, I have no business being in business. I can teach adjectives like nobody's business, but to like go and get a business license and learn like how to do business cards. If it wasn't mm-hmm. for the Biz Foundry, you know, and the Small Business Development Center.
And we're really lucky that we have some of the resources that we do of the Upper Cumberland that can kind of help people, because there, you know, you have the passion to do what you're doing, but you don't need to get bogged down with all the business stuff.
No.
And so,
but I want to know. So it was so great to have somebody to go to mm-hmm. and just ask questions and not feel stupid.
Were you kind of feeling burned out from the teaching?
No. I was only opening the shop for 2 months. I still love teaching. That's my email.
Yeah.
You know, love to teach school. That's it. I love the kids. I love the curriculum. I loved my principal, but I needed a summer job because teachers don't get paid much. Let's be real.
Yeah.
We brought my husband home and he was starting a new career and we just needed some extra money, and opened it up, and Cumberland County just wrapped their arms around the shop.
So your plan as of May of 2023, so just a year ago, was to have a pop-up shop for 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah. And I told my principal just that, and she was like, great, you know, go. And I said, I'll be back. Like, don't get rid of my classroom. You know, all my supplies are still here. And just through a lot of prayer and talking to my friends and talking with my husband and my mom. And I just knew it was the next chapter. And when I called my principal to let her know, she said, I would do it too if I were you. And you've always got a place to come back to.
Yeah.
So that was a soft spot for me.
But that's, I mean, when you leave a school year, it feels different if you know you're leaving.
Yeah.
But, and maybe that made it easier for you to transition out, is that you didn't have to say goodbye to everybody. You didn't have to really have this like retirement party.
No, it wasn't anything like that. And even I put out a blast on Facebook. I was like, teachers, come take from my classroom. I'm done.
Yeah.
And homeschool parents would come. My previous students would come that remembered games that we played, and teachers in the community. They came and we cleaned out my classroom together.
I think that society or people listening maybe would, we don't believe it. She was burned out. Mm-mm. And so many people say that. But I think that the true teachers who really love it, it just, life takes you in different directions. You know, I was the same way. I thought I had my dream job teaching high school.
I didn't know you were a teacher.
I was, yeah.
For how long?
5 years in Virginia. So, I loved it. I thought it was my dream thing. And then once I started having children myself, I stayed home with them, and life has just taken me a different direction. But I love, you can find the things that you love about teaching. You can hit those in other ways. Mm-hmm. And so for you, I'm sure that you love connecting with people and you love helping people, mm-hmm. and you're able to do that with women now.
Right. It's just teaching in a different capacity, mm-hmm. like you said.
Yeah. And it's not adjectives, but it's, you know, self-esteem. And so can you tell me a story of a woman that has come into your shop? So you are, the consignment aspect is a little bit different, but you also are having them people, you're dealing with customers that way, but then you're dealing with customers coming in and shopping too. Can you tell me a story of someone that has come in that probably hasn't felt pretty in their clothing, and they felt something different that they haven't felt in a long time shopping with you?
Every day. It literally happens every day. And I mean, especially the woman that is no longer working. So she's either resigned or retired, and her children have moved out, and now what? Mm-hmm. Now what do I do? Like, it's just me and my husband.
Yeah.
And they just don't know what to wear or what looks good on their body type. And for me, rather than studying my lesson plans from 5:30 to 6:30 every morning, I study fashion for every body style and every type. Mm. And this one lady came in yesterday, and she doesn't like her legs. Mm-hmm. And she's got to go on vacation. And so we explored skorts. Mm-hmm. And she was like, wait a minute, I can wear shorts, still be cool and comfortable. Mm-hmm. I can sit at my grandkids' football game. I can go on a cruise with my husband and I still look cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You've got a skirt with shorts on.
You're covering up kind of that mid leg section that
nobody likes.
Well, and when you're walking and it's like, and I think some of the thing is that women feel like they're all alone sometimes, mm-hmm. in that feeling. Oh, I don't like my legs. Well, there's a lot of other women that feel that way. So dressing for your body is so important.
It's a self-esteem boost, because mm-hmm. all of a sudden she saw her waist, mm-hmm. and she didn't see her thighs that she's uncomfortable with. Mm-hmm. Then we matched it with a shirt. Well, there's two or three other women in there, and they're commenting on how great she looks. And it was an authentic compliment. Mm-hmm. And she left with three or four skorts, a couple of tops. I think she even got a jacket, and literally spun out the door, just happy. And it's affordable. We're not charging $49, $79 for a skort. The women that are consigning with me know my mission. We are keeping it affordable.
What was the drive behind a mission-based business and not just, because I do think you are a mission. And so what was the driving force behind not just opening a business, a consignment shop, and making money? And
we have to do better for each other, bottom line. And it just made sense, again, seeing the ladies that take care of these children in the classroom. I want to help them because it's going to trickle down to my students. Mm-hmm. If little Jane sees mom feeling good, doing well, mm-hmm. she's going to replicate that. So I say, like, going back to what you said, once a teacher, always a teacher, mm-hmm. kind of.
Yeah.
I think I'm still somehow trying to help the little girl.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that that's, even as a mom myself, I said to my daughter, and I have all those, you know, problem spots. Yeah. I don't like my legs. I don't like my whatever, you know, all this stuff. And I said to my daughter the other day, because she's 13 and she's kind of going through some mm-hmm. of those things right now. And I said, I seem really confident to you. And she's like, of course, mom. And I was like, I have those insecurities and I have had to work really hard to get past some of those things because I look in the mirror and I'm like, I don't like what I see and I want to cover that up. And, but I think part of it has been learning how to dress my body. Mm-hmm. And so my sister said to me the other day, I would never be able to even guess what size pants you wear because you dress appropriately. And I'm like, you know, I think that's the thing is that I could wear something that's, you know, a size bigger than normal, but if it's the right fit and the right style and you know, we can all make things work for our bodies in the way that we need to.
Literally, a number is just a number. Mm-hmm. Doesn't reflect our age anymore. It's also our waist.
Yeah.
So
no, yeah. I think that's, but I think we focus on that so much.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's like, well, I'm in a size, what, a X, Y, whatever. And it's like, oh, that's so, you know, last year I was in this size and I'm like, especially with women's clothes, it's insane. The size difference, a size large shirt could look four different sizes depending on the manufacturer.
And what it does to our mental health is mm-hmm. insane.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Lindsay Arms, owner of Pretty Clothes Shop, a consignment capsule. First of all, why a consignment capsule?
Because a capsule is small and condensed and specialized. We're not just your run-of-the-mill type store.
You're like a huge department store.
No, but we have department store brands mm-hmm. in top condition with like top-notch customer service.
Sometimes I, as a consumer myself, I get a little overwhelmed with too much.
Oh, yeah.
And so kind of that small, intimate, boutique style is a lot nicer to just be a part of. It's not as overwhelming.
Right. I get overwhelmed if the racks are too thick. Mm-hmm. So my racks, I shop the shop. So I look for what I want mm-hmm. in a shop. So my racks are kind of thin.
Yeah.
That way it's easy to look at and smells good and stays steamed and fresh and pretty.
Yeah. Like a high-end boutique.
So
you, like we talked about last segment, is that you were really mission-based mm-hmm. and you really wanted to make sure that it wasn't just a thrift store. It was really, you really genuinely care about how you're making these women feel and how you're kind of changing who they are and their self-esteem and their confidence and
their inner dialogue, what they're saying to themselves.
For sure.
Has to change.
Which I think when you have strong women, you need to be advocates for other strong, you know, other women in general so that it kind of rubs off on each other.
It does.
So you have a program called Lots of Love. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
So this is super cool. we dress.
Lindsay's face just lit up, by the way. This isn't vision, but right? She's very, you can tell she's passionate about this.
It's a blast. So we dress 4 women a month for free. And the consigners know that we do this. And the women that bring in the clothes to consign are over the moon mm-hmm. with the opportunity to do this. So a lady can get recommended from Roan State, TCAT, Recovery Centers, or a place of business. It's not my job to ask questions. Mm-hmm. They just need to be recommended.
Referred. Okay.
And so then they'll come in and they get 2, sometimes 3.
2 or 3. 4. Or depending on how how they pull on your heartstrings.
So the mission, though, is definitely 2 outfits. They get an interview outfit, and then they get a day-to-day outfit. Mm-hmm. And they get to shop the shop with everybody else that's in there. Mm-hmm. You and I could be in there shopping, and you would never know that shopping next to you was the lady that was
your
referred.
A love lady.
Yeah. And so we'll just let her try on everything. And I'm helping her. My associates are helping her. The lady that recommended, she's there also. And we just fill the dressing room full of clothes for her. And then she'll get her 2 outfits. But then I've also partnered with some hair salons and nail salons in Crossville. And they will cut and style her hair mm-hmm. before the interview.
Yeah.
And then she'll also get her nails done. And if she doesn't have a resume, I have a team of women called Helping in Heels, cowboy boot heels, stiletto heels, kitten heels, wedge heels, doesn't matter. And we'll help them write their resume. Mm-hmm. And these are all experts in their different industries. And we don't do the resume for them, but we sit together and we work on it.
Consult with them.
Oh my gosh. And the confidence that these girls receive after writing a resume, mm-hmm. it's like they think, oh, I've just done this in my life. But no, like you've just done this
right,
in
yeah.
your life. Like yeah. it's changing that tone.
I think sometimes having other advocates mm-hmm. is really, whether it's just the way you look or the way your resume looks or the way you're, you know, approaching someone, having other advocates to help you see yourself the way outside people,
yeah.
you know, as women, we never see ourselves the way others see us.
Others see us.
We see ourselves definitely worse.
Yeah.
than others
yeah.
See
yeah.
Us.
Yeah. And we just try to change that dialogue and again, close in conversation.
What was your drive to start this Lots of Love program? Why do that?
Why not? I wish I had an answer for that. It was placed on my heart. And I knew I needed to do it. It probably goes back to the teaching thing and seeing what goes on and just hoping that little Jane is going to see mom just thriving.
Well, and I think sometimes that it's important, whether it's in the education world, in the job hunting world, wherever we're at, not everybody is dealt the same set of cards.
No.
And so giving people who are not dealt the same hand that I was, that maybe you were, mm-hmm. Giving them an extra card or an extra leg
yeah.
up is not a bad thing. Trying to level the playing field sometimes is a good thing.
It's a good thing.
But I think sometimes people get, well, you know, I wasn't given a handout, mm-hmm. so why should they mm-hmm. get a handout? And it's like, well, I'm sorry you weren't given a handout. Did you need one?
Right. But my response to that would be, have you never pivoted in your life,
mm-hmm.
like whether you were a bank teller and you pivoted to a loan officer,
mm-hmm.
everybody has pivoted
mm-hmm.
and everybody has had help along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Some women just don't know where to ask for help.
Well, and most women probably don't want to.
In my case at our case, I call it our shop because it's a community shop. Mm-hmm. I was just tasked with developing it and running
mm-hmm.
it.
Just steering the ship.
I'm just trying.
Yeah.
But I feel like having those women reach out to me and say, I've got a friend that needs a little help.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of it.
And being able to be that resource
yeah.
that people know that you're that place where people yeah. can go to.
Just last night, mom and my husband and I, we were out for dinner. And a lady came over to so sweetly congratulate, you know, me on this next shop coming to Cookeville. And she said, by the way, I've got a lady I'm going to refer to you. She cleans our bank. She's outstanding. She's working hard. She's a good mom. Cards, like you said, have been dealt a little bit different, but she's worth it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, send her.
Yeah.
I've got three more women in April that I'm waiting mm-hmm. to come in.
And get the right people.
Yeah. And so she's coming.
Well, and so you've developed this pop, what was supposed to be a pop-up shop, of a two-month pop-up shop. You've developed this into so much more. And opening a second location, do you feel overwhelmed, or you just feel like this mission is on your heart and you're just taking the next right step?
It's the next right step. I can't even explain it except to say it was an easy yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm learning, swing big and always bet on yourself. Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Well, and you're not closing down the Crossville location.
Oh, no. I'll spend the most of my time will be in Crossville. My intent is to get Cookeville up and running with some really great girls that I've already hired. They're so excited. The consignment schedule for April and half of May is already full with ladies that just want to be a part of this in Cookeville. So I'll kind of bounce between the two, but right now I'll be in Crossville.
Well, and you know, as you're launching this, you're going to have to be, you know, the face a little bit more, but you're able to kind of open these up around throughout the Upper Cumberland.
That's my goal.
You know, we'll see where things go, but it's really exciting to have the second location and have you here and know that it doesn't mean, I think sometimes as the hub of the Upper Cumberland, people can think, well, everything has to be in Cookeville to be successful. Mm-hmm. And so, well, of course, she's taking it from Crossville to move it to Cookeville because she, you know, that seems like the bigger, better fish to fry, I guess. Mm-mm. But it's just that you want to expand out.
I do. That's all there is to it. There's a lot of women that come from Cookeville to Crossville, so there must be a need.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Lindsay Arms, the owner of Pretty Clothes Shop, a consignment capsule that is now, when are we opening
May 3rd.
May 3rd. Yes. So we're about a month away from opening here in Cookeville.
TikTok.
You're opening on Broad Street in the Ronald Reagan building, which most people are familiar with. Yeah. And you're just in that walkable area downtown. And are you planning a big...
Gosh, you know, somebody asked me that the other day. Are you going to do a grand opening? And I looked at it and I was like, I feel like every day is a grand opening. I don't know. Yeah. I would really love to do a big concert in Crossville and then just invite everybody from the Upper Cumberland to come and have a good time.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, and I think I wish that there was more of a bridge between... I feel like sometimes Crossville feels so separate from Cookeville. Mm-hmm. And so I like when we can bridge Cookeville and Crosseville together more often. And so I think this shop hopefully will have people going back and forth. And you mentioned Fall Fun Fest as a student yourself.
Love.
But right now, the way they've been setting up Fall Fun Fest, the stage is right in front of the shop there. And so people will be looking at it. And this fall, I think that you'll have a lot of people in there.
I hope so. From what I understand, the front door's kind of blocked during the Fall Fun Fest. Mm-hmm. So we might have to do a special like back door entry, something fun.
You'll have to do something. So if I'm a customer, so, you know, people can sign up for different times to consign their clothes themselves. And so they can come in and you go through everything and you figure out what's going to work for your shop, what's not going to work for your shop.
Correct.
Is that how that, but they need an appointment to do that. And you're already taking appointments through April and May right now. How would people find, if they're interested in that, making an appointment?
They could find me on Facebook. So if they just look up Pretty Clothes Shop, a consignment capsule, they can find me there and just message me. My phone number's on there also. I'm pretty transparent. They can text me or message me.
And so they can make an appointment. What can I feel as a consumer coming into shop there? Am I going to feel like I'm at a thrift store? Am I going to feel like I'm at... you know, a department store? What am I going to feel? Because I think that's really important to you as a shop owner, is the feeling people get. And so tell me about your mission.
As far as helping the shopper, the client that is coming in.
Yeah.
Well, first, we call our shoppers clients because I just feel like that's an elevated word to customers. Yeah. So you are a client. You are important to me.
I think it develops a relationship, too.
It does. It does. And so thanks for asking this. This is really, really important. Actually, a lady a couple of months ago, she said, Lindsay, this is like Bloomingdale's on a budget, which was the highest compliment somebody could give me, because I do love Bloomingdale's. It's out of my budget, but I love going there when I'm around one. And so when a consumer...
But it's an experience when you go to Bloomingdale's. It's not just walking into an Old Navy.
Right. I mean, that is the reality of it. So when people come in, they always comment on how it smells. Mm-hmm. They're like, this doesn't smell like a normal store. We wash the floors every night. I think that comes from my mom. We wash the floors every night. It's clean. You're not going to find dust bunnies. I hope not. The clothes, we steam them if they need to be steamed. The women that are consigning like with us know to bring their clothes in really good shape. Most of the clothes are dry cleaned. So that's the quality.
Yeah.
You're going to have top brands, anything that you would find at the mall, at Bloomingdale's, at Neiman Marcus, at Selfridges in London. That's what we carry. I love Old Navy. And I have to say, Walmart Time and True has stepped up their game.
Yeah.
They really have. Yeah. I like their jeans.
Yeah. So there's some, I mean, I've had some dresses that I wear, casual dresses from
Walmart. Yeah. So it is a very high end boutique. We carry Louis Vuitton purses. We carry Chloe purses. But with saying that, you're going to find a Time and True piece that is just so cute. I couldn't turn it down. I do handpick everything. The ladies that are working with me, I've spent a lot of time with them. Like, we study brands. I have them feel the material. This is what we're looking for. This is not what we're looking for. Mm. Again, that's the teaching part of it.
Yeah.
So they're going to find really good clothes. They're going to be welcome to a clean environment, but the customer service they'll receive is top notch.
Which is interesting, because I think that as a consignment store, often you mention the smell, there's a distinct almost consignment smell sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Like a closet.
But like grandma's house, which, you know, I feel great about grandma's house, but
that's not what we're looking for.
You know, it's a little different than what I want to wear or what I'm feeling. And I think paying attention to all those senses is really important. And that's something that you want in your shop, is to be paying attention to the smell and the look and the feel and all those
things. The aesthetics matter. Things are color coded. You know, it's by size. You walk in and you're going to start with white, and then you're going to go from there. Everything has a place.
Well, and one of the things I think as a shopper, as a consumer myself, when I go into a boutique and somebody can say, oh, this will look good on you, here's your size, I think that that's amazing and fantastic, because I never know what size. It's like, well, women clothes are all over the place. I don't know what's going to look good on my body sometimes. If you're not, women can say, well, I don't pay attention to the way I look. But then it goes along with how they feel so often. And so if you don't pay attention to how you look, you can't be elevated to feel good and then do good if you're not paying attention to
that detail. It's not a small detail, and it's not easy to master either. Something also we do that's a little bit different, it's like you said, it's great when somebody says, oh my gosh, try these jeans, this is a great brand, they're gonna look really good. We also start watching, what are these women looking at, what are they going for, and then we will build their dressing room essentially for them. Oftentimes pushing them out of their comfort zone. But they like it.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's an experience. And whether or not they're going to buy a piece, whatever, you know, but just try it.
So the whole experience is just, it's an experience. And and you really want to not just have women go in and it's not, they shouldn't plan on just popping in for 5 minutes to come to your
shop. No, it's going to be a 15-minute possible. That's a minimum stop.
But you like to be able to take that time with your clients to have them kind of think outside the box and maybe try something different and really elevate them in a way that they may not have felt before.
Right. And then, you know, they worry about bringing in their children. You know, okay, now we're going to shop and now we've got all these kids running around. something that has been on my heart to start researching and learning and raising funds for is having a babysitter come in just once or twice a week for an hour and let moms come in during that time knowing that their child's going to be taken care of.
Yeah.
I do have some, you know, teaching supplies left and there's a lot of teachers that are looking for something to do in the summer. So maybe, you know, there's a place for everybody.
It's definitely, I think, you know, the mission of just supporting women, helping women, but just having this overall experience is definitely different than what most people can find when they're shopping for clothes. And a lot of women have a hard time shopping. They don't love the shopping aspect. And then one of the other things I think that is so great about a shop like this is that you can, maybe somebody couldn't afford some of these high-end elevated brands to buy new. When my kids were little and Matilda Jane was the thing, I never bought a new piece of Matilda Jane clothes whatsoever. I knew the people who were, you know, a year or two older than my kids, and so I could buy those hand-me-downs all the time, and I loved it. And it was fantastic. It was it gave me the opportunity to put my kids in clothes that I wouldn't normally be able to do.
Right.
And so I think if we think about that as ourselves as women, you want to try these high, you know, and you kind of mentioned the Walmart brand.
Yeah.
I love having, you know, a high-end blazer with my Walmart dress.
Oh, yeah.
And I just laugh about my clothes because my closet has, you know, high-end pieces, Walmart pieces, middle-range pieces.
Yeah.
And I love that I can match them all together and kind of get the right feel. And I'm not too concerned with, you know, what the label says.
No, as long as you look good and feel good.
So if people want to find you, we already mentioned your location in Cookeville is just off the square. Where's the location in Crossville?
It's 336 South Main Street. So it's right across from the hospital.
Okay. So
you
if you're just itching to check it out before May 3rd,
yes.
And you are, or maybe you're out in that Crossville area anyway, go out and check that out. You have two different Facebook pages, one for the Cookeville location, one for, and so how can people find you on Facebook?
It's Pretty Clothes Shop, a consignment boutique, or consignment capsule, one of the two. And just follow along. Like, they're going to see a lot of love stories. They're going to see videos that we post of the clothes and pictures, and they can comment on the pictures. I'll hold pieces for them. But yeah, just follow along. Get on board.
So you can check out social media, Pretty Clothes Shop. You can look that up on social media, find that. Is there a website that people could go to?
Not yet. Social media.
Social media. Yep. And so, and if you are looking to consign your own clothes, get a hold of Lindsay through her Facebook page and you can schedule an appointment there. Any other things that you want potential clients or our listeners to know about your shop?
It's a space for everybody. There is something for every size, style, shape. I mean, the plus size racks, they sell fast. So just come. There's dresses, there's skirts, there's tops, there's jeans, there's shorts, there's just beautiful swimsuit covers. We're going to take care of you.
Well, and one thing I just want, as a female myself, I think if you have never put on a piece of clothing and felt like, dang, I look good, then you need to take this time to go and have a shopping experience like this with Lindsay, because every woman should have that feeling at some point in their life.
Yeah.
Every woman should look in the mirror at some point
and go, oh my gosh, I look good.
Yes.
You know, like, it's,
and that's
cool.
Not a big ego. I mean,
it's,
I think,
not.
We're so often told that women shouldn't, you know, care about the, you know, it's vanity to think too much about what you look like, but you want to put your best foot forward and you want to feel good about yourself
every day.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you so much, Lindsay, for coming
in. Thank you for having me. This
May
is awesome.
May 3rd is her grand opening, so make sure you mark it down in your calendar. Well, we're going to call it a grand opening now.
Yeah.
So you can go check her out on the square then.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.